Why, it's important to know what Tabitha, blessed be North Carolina, Lord, does to the lungs. And chocolate, blessed be Venezuela, Lord, and what chocolate does to the abdomen, to the heart, to all the other. Yeah, it's amazing. It's good to study these laws. And I want to say, it's strange contradiction to come to an altar and say, anoint me with oil, lay hands on me, heal me, and go right back and dive into the way of life that produced the cells to start with. Strange contradiction. You see, it's saying you don't reckon with your own humanity. You're trying to be a spiritual person and denying the fact that you're still a human being. Human beings learn to live in that both worlds. And miracles are not separating cause and effect. Miracles wed and fulfill cause and effect. And it's beautiful when we begin to see that and go hand in glove. And that's why we have conferences like this. Not merely to have miracles, though I love, and we want to have more and more, even before this week goes. But to learn also how to get in the rhythm, how to get in the walk of life, and how to have that transforming power. So I'll get back to what I thought I was going to say to start with. And that is, from within us, God has given us that wonderful ability to be a co-laborer with him. You know, I used to hear such, I don't know that I heard it. I got the impression. Don't know anybody ever said it. Except this is what, and you know, we hear from where we are, don't we? I have people quote me sometimes. I think, I never said that. That's foreign to my thinking. Well, you listen to the tape and you'll know it. And I'll listen to it. Oh, that's not what I meant. It's amazing. We hear from where we are. And I used to hear this kind of message. That if you really get filled with the Holy Ghost, it's going to be all of Jesus and none of you. And if I could just get myself off my head. And if I could just get out of the way. Well, I want to tell you, the message I'm getting is not get out of the way, but get in the way. In Christ, not out of Christ. He's my way. And it's not all of him and none of you. It's all of him and all of you. All of him and all of you. Wonderful, isn't it? But I used to somehow think that Jesus comes to live within us. And boy, Rufus is the one that blessed me so much. There's still one of his books on the table, A Perfect Everything. And if you don't know Rufus Mosley, you've just missed, the giant among giants, as far as I'm concerned. Now, when it comes to teaching on spiritual healing, I have to say in my book, Agnes Sanford is the best teacher on spiritual healing that I've ever known. And if you don't know Agnes, there's still some of her books on the table. Agnes Sanford, Heads and Shoulders, above any other Sanford I know. No, I love the others too. But Agnes, oh boy, what a giant of the faith. But I used to listen, especially to Rufus, who was as much in union with Jesus, I think, as anybody I've ever known. And I don't know that Rufus said this at all, except I picked up the impression that Jesus, the resurrected Lord, comes to live within you. And he comes to live with you and takes over and says, you sit down there and you just watch me and I'm going to do it myself. And somehow I got the idea that once Jesus came within, I didn't have to love anybody. I just simply let him love. I didn't have to believe anything. I just let him believe. I didn't have to do anything. I just let Jesus do it. Well, now there's a way in which that's true. I can't love. Not with God's love. I don't have that. I don't even want to do that. You mean believe in you the way he does? If I did that to Francis, she'd make me act like a doormat. I'd end up being nothing around the house if I love Francis the way Jesus wanted me to love her. I've got to somehow show her that after all, I'm a part of this family too. Ha 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 ha! you know, women's lib notwithstanding. I'm still important. I've got to prove that. It's amazing. But even so, I thought that once Jesus came within, he came in and took over. But you know, you've discovered his nature, haven't you? He still dies out. That the Prince of Life is so secure that he's willing to die. And coming to live within you, he dies out to you. And dies out to your uniqueness and to your individuality. And says, in effect, Virginia, I'd rather be seen in you and known as you than to be seen apart from you. That's amazing, isn't it? I want to see him too, Virginia. I want to see him like you saw him. I tell him that a lot. Lord, you love me as good as you do, Virginia. You know, I feel like sometimes better. You know, Lord, why don't you show yourself to me? Well, he would if he wanted to. But I tell you what he has done. Like Virginia said, I see him in people a whole lot. I really do. I see human beings, and all of a sudden I realize, Lord, you precious thing, there you are. You know, in them, through them, as them. And it's amazing, isn't it? Well, I know he's in me that way. If you don't see Jesus in me, that's your problem. Maybe you don't have eyes to see who I am. You know, maybe I don't have eyes to see who you are. But even so, you see, I need to see Jesus in me. And seeing Jesus in me is to realize that he quickens every process of my humanity, and it's to pay attention to what goes on within me as I live in the kingdom. So look at another Trinity with me. And it's the Trinitarian nature of faith, creative faith. You've already discovered, haven't you, that faith flows. Faith is not static. Faith flows from thought to word to deed. That's the unfolding of faith. Thought is rooted in dreams, visions, the subconscious, impressions. Are you letting the Holy Spirit bring you into the dreaming area of your soul? Are you? You'll never die as long as you have an active dream life. Death can't touch it. You'll just not move on to another realm. You'll never die. Never die. Jenny was just telling me about her and Daddy. They're getting ready to move to a retirement community. Well, if you just look at a retirement community from the outside, bunch of old folks sitting around, can't even play shuffleboard anymore, maybe a card game if the card's got big print. Poor, pitiful old folks. Bless your heart. If that's your understanding of elderly, you're in for some glad surprises. You ought to get to know some of us. Oh, boy. My goodness. Alive. Dreaming. Dreaming dreams that haven't been dreamed yet. Having visions that come from God that this earth can yet be fair. Lions can lie down with lambs. Swords can become plowshares, John. But you don't do it in a manufacturing plant first. It has to be done in the vision of the soul, in the dream life. So does health and wholeness. That's why health and wholeness must go hand in glove. We can be healed, but we will not sustain healing if we don't get a vision of wholeness. And we need visions in our soul. Visions that dream with God. Lord, let me see them as you see them. Oh, that's why moving in the Spirit often involves keeping a diary of your dreams, sleeping dreams and waking dreams. This is why a journal is so much a vital part of spiritual formation in the kingdom. And if you just want to flit around from miracle, 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 you'll miss the creative process of co-laborship with God and know not the joy of the moment-by-moment process of divine selection, where thoughts will come, and you're there in that beautiful selectivity. Lord, I'll choose this thought. I'll choose that one. I'll choose this one. And you begin to learn to wed these concepts and thoughts. And God gives you that kind of capacity. And you assume responsibility for the choices you make. Amazing, isn't it? And then they start coming forth. And you realize, well, Lord, I could have. It's just like marriage. Hadn't you girls already found, I know everybody except Pat, but hadn't you girls already thought, Lord, I could have had old Henry Brown. I mean, Lee, what if you'd have got that other man instead of Bill? I could have. My goodness, I went with a girl named Katie, went with Katie once. About the only little girl that I ever took seriously apart from Francis before I married. And I've thought several times, Lord, what would my grandchildren look like if I'd married Katie? I could have. You know, really, I just could have. And it would have been a good marriage, I'm sure. But you see, I'd sit around and cry over that or fantasize about that and miss the glory of being wedded to Francis. And you can do that with your life in the Spirit. You've made some choices. You may have made other choices. You may have had made some that you think would have been better. But you made the choices. Now, live with them. Not, that's not punishment. That's called to creative living. I can't live with the wife I might have had. I've got to learn to live with the wife I now have before God. So, Lord, thank you for making Francis everything I've ever dreamed any girl could be. See? And old Francis becomes the girl of my dreams. Woo! And I've got some more news. I become the boy of her dreams. Glory to God. It's wonderful. You begin to see this about life. See, that because that's the capacity God gives us down here within him, within ourselves, living in the kingdom, is coming to that area of dreaming, dreams, visions, making decisions before God. And a part of that decision making is bringing it to a word level. That's why we need one another. Yes. Suppose I made that decision before I was a Christian. Then I live with that decision as a Christian. Because God can redeem mistakes. Even if it was a mistake, God can redeem it. That's why I understand that the Christian is not given the prerogative to leave. If the non-Christian wants to leave, give them freedom to do it. I understand that to be the highest order. Now understand, I know a lot of Christians are divorced, and I, including my daughter. And I happen to, be identified with that rather deeply. So I know it's not a tragedy that can't be redeemed. Understand that. I don't get red-faced about divorce, except I very much look on marriage as sacramental. I'm really more Catholic than you know. But even so, you see, that's what I'm saying, Lee. Yes, Lord, I made a mistake. I married this fellow or this girl when I didn't know you. I sort of let them play God to me and got all mixed up emotionally, and I know I've done wrong. What do? You leave it to Jesus. And what does Jesus do? He transforms. Not only forgives. You understand? He does that. But he redeems. That is, he takes a liability and turns it into an asset. He takes a failure and turns it into victory. He takes our hell and turns it into heaven. He's some savior. It's wonderful. It's great and glorious. And Lee, that's a good observation. Thank you for bringing that out. Because a lot of Christians, once they look back and say, oh, I wasted all those years. I want you to know, when you bring it to Jesus, it's not wasted. When you bring it to Jesus, it's not. You may have been 40 or 45 before you became a Christian. Well, you don't have to make up for the first 45 years in the next 25 or 30. You can't do it. He'll do it. Because as you respond to Jesus in the now, he goes into your yesterdays. And will turn all of that into lessons that will teach you in the now. And you'll discover that he was at work in your life long before you ever came to know him. In Anglican theology, that's called preventive grace. Preventive grace is a word that describes what God did in your life before you ever knew him. But we don't know that until we get to know the Lord. And in union with the Lord, we look back. Lord, yeah, that was you, but oh, that was me. All right, that's what I'll reach over and get that. Take that one too. Take that one too. See, we involve this a lot in the healing of the memories. A lot of people feel like, in the eyes of their parents, they were a mistake. Oh, I didn't mean to have you. You know, not. Oh, doctor, don't tell me that. Surely that's not true. And I'm not married. Well, I identify with girls who conceive you out of wedlock. Or when they don't love their husband. And I identify with girls who feel trapped. And I want to tell you, the answer is not abortion, but it's not just anti-abortion. It's something better than that. And we don't have to go around fighting with girls who are carrying the weight of responsibility of a mistake of two people. God can redeem that too. God can redeem that too. And boys and girls need to know that they're dealing with something sacred and beautiful and holy, and God can redeem and turn it into a great blessing, glorious blessing. But he can do that with our lives. All of us know and love Rev Ev. Man, how we love her. And you remember the Rev Ev story? How she grew up with this stigma of being illegitimate, didn't know who her daddy was. And as she got to know the Lord Jesus, she was confessing that to him one day, and the Lord said, Evelyn, I want you to know in my eyes, there's no such thing as an illegitimate child. They're promiscuous parents. Promiscuous parents. I don't know whether my mama wanted me or not before she got me. Now, boy, she did after she got me. I never have a memory of rejection from my mother. I do from my daddy. Not from mama, though. But a lot of people have memories. This is why McNutt's are writing a book now on how to pray for the unborn child. And we're learning. Don't ever say, you want a boy or a girl?
Well, already got two girls. I sure hope this is a boy.
Don't say that out loud. That's right. Don't even think it, Jenny. I want what I've got. And I've got what I want. I don't know yet. But it's wonderful. And love that baby. And talk to that baby. Anne, our Tom's wife, our son's wife, the mother of our grandchildren, she's learned to do this, and so that Molly was the first one. I want you to know Molly and I have talked to the other two little girls, looking right straight at Anne's stomach, you know. Hey, darling, hey in there. We love you. We bless you. You know, and boy, it's just wonderful. That's great, and you know, it doesn't mean that they come forth baptized with the Holy Ghost. They're still human beings. And I told Francis and Judith the other day, I said, your children got to be born again. They've had them baptized with Catholic priests, but I said, you haven't let me do it yet. But it's wonderful, you see. But nevertheless, when we pray in love for these babies, from conception on. We're in that creative process with God, and we are giving to them the life of the Spirit that gives them a capacity, enlarges and quickens their capacity to respond to things of the Spirit. It's beautiful to discover this, but discover it about yourself and look at yourself that way. See, as you enter into these various areas of life, for instance, I mentioned once that I'm impressed with people with giant intellect. And I used to put myself down in that department. I'm an intuitive. I'm sort of a heart person. Until the Lord let me fall in love with the mind that is in me and wed it to Jesus. And I seldom meet anybody that has sense enough to agree with me. On everything. You know, I mean, on everything. I'm just amazed at thoughts that come to me. I love what happens in my mind. I'll get with someone who's maybe an interior decorator. I think, Lord, I could be the best interior decorator the world's ever seen. I'll get in nutrition, study nutrition. Lord, I could be the finest nutrition the world's ever seen. I get with medical people. I thought, Lord, my goodness, I'd make the best doctor the world's ever known. You know, I just identify with all these things. And I get in prayer. And I think, Lord, hallelujah. I can pray the greatest prayer the world's ever heard, you know, because I've got a vision of the kingdom with it. I'm excited about living in me. I've decided to stay. I'm going to live on the inside of me a right long time, aren't you? I'm not looking a way to get out of it. I'm looking a way to be a part of it. To be a part of it as a co-laborer with God. So I need to bring it to a word level and not be ashamed to share with others. For as we begin to share with others, we realize we're putting handles on our dreams that we can learn to work with. That's why we need the fellowship of like-minded people. People that we can talk with about dream life and bring that to a realm of creative expression and then release it in deeds of obedience. And this is why the word teaches faith without works is dead. A dream, as great as it is, that just remains a dream, will not be released in power. A dream brought to a word level, as great as words are not things. They're more like things than dreams. But words within themselves do not have the power, not just words. It's the word released through the Spirit, which is action. The letter killeth, the Spirit make alive. You see, the Spirit is the activator. When you release something in the Spirit, you've got power. See? You got power. And that's why our fellowship is in the Spirit. And so we dream our dreams. We bring them up to the word level. We submit it to the body. For instruction, for correction, for implementation, that this be a part of my being, and I must wed it to your dream. See, a lot of dreams are not as creative as they ought to be because we've let them be selfish and not been willing for anybody else to add to them. Any of you in Sunday school, and you're going to teach Sunday school next Sunday, and before you go this Sunday, you really pray for the teacher, and that teacher stands right there and shares the thoughts you'd already planned for next Sunday. You ever had that happen? I've even had it happen to CFO. I'd pray for the speaker, and they'd get up and give my thoughts. I'd think, Lord, isn't that terrible? No, it's just wonderful. Isn't that great? That you can have a part in giving someone else ideas. If you hold on to your dreams, they'll become frustrations. But bring them to a word level in order to let them be identified and rightly related and maybe enable somebody else to fulfill it. And you'll fulfill somebody else's dream. And we begin to see our interrelatedness. And in that interrelatedness, when you're not concerned about who gets the credit, you're ready to move with power to get it accomplished. Does this make sense to you? So be not conformed by this world's pattern, but be transformed by learning to live within and entering into the process of the new mind that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God.
I love you too.
This is the end of the message. Please run your recorder and fast forward so that the tape will be ready for playing next time.